This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:07. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. Tobin out in for Terry Tote. This is a special edition of the Tuesday morning talk show. Every once in a while, we'll have a special edition of the talk show, and today's one of those exceptions. And we have Richard Small from the Montgomery County Cancer Association and Denise Luker from the St. Francis Hospital Auxiliary Board in with us this morning. Ladies, gents, or as you like to call it, Richard, Beauty and the Beast,
yep.
Welcome to the program.
And if this was television, you could easily see which one was the beauty and which one was the beast. So.
We need to work on that.
Yeah, we need to work on that. So we'll let Denise represent her group here first and tell exactly what we're coming up with. Because thanks to them, they came to MCCA several months ago with this offer, and we think it was fantastic.
And Denise, what we're talking about is a comedy night coming up on Saturday, May 7th. And tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, the St. Francis Hospital Auxiliary has always, in the past, has had these big events. And we thought this year we would love to partner with MCCA to bring you something even more special. We've hired a comedian, and he is fabulous. From Chicago, it's going to be a packed house at the Crystal Ballroom on May the 7th. And all the proceeds from this do go to great causes. We're splitting it half and half between MCCA and the St. Francis Hospital Auxiliary. The Auxiliary uses the money for, we were so proud, we just were able to give $20,000 for the renovation for the OB so people can view the children at a safe location. We have purchased some blood pressure machines for the ER. Purchase furniture for a renovated radiology department. So everything goes to a good cause, but we're also here to have a whole lot of fun. And I'll let Richard expound on that a little.
Right. You know, with this weather being what it is and tornadoes and flooding and everything, we think it's time for people to just sit down and kick back and relax. And what better way to do that than have a comedy night? Vito is well known primarily in the Chicago area. But Paula Andrus, the director of funding at St. Francis Hospital, has been familiar with Vito for some years, used him when she was working with St. Bede Academy up near LaSalle. I'm very familiar with that academy. When I was in high school in that area, every time we needed a basketball game, we went over and played St. Bede. But that's another story. That's one we can talk about on Athletic Saturday mornings.
All right.
But we're having a catered dinner. Mm-hmm. Catered by Jason Milanos of Hillsboro, and everybody knows Jason puts out one fantastic meal. And then following that, we'll have 2 hours of comedy. And Vito is one of these comedians that he doesn't just stand up front like Jay Leno and David Letterman. He gets out and works with the people. So plan to come and have fun. You definitely will. What we need to have is people get their tickets now. They're going pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
We've got ticket locations throughout all of Macoupin and Montgomery County, here in Litchfield at the gift shop, the Holiday Inn Express, gift shop at the hospital, City Hall, the Hampton Inn. In Hillsboro, they're at Sullivan's Drugs, Capri IGA, Carlinville National Bank, First Community Bank, National Bank, Journal News, Prairie Eye Center. In Nokomis at Chuck's Barber Shop, Carlinville National Bank, Mount Olive, Sullivan's Drugs, Gillespie Sullivan's Drugs, Staunton Sullivan's Drugs, First National Bank of Staunton, and in Raymond at First National Bank. So you can't say you can't find the tickets.
And you couldn't ask for a better location for this, the Crystal Ballroom, or the Knights of Columbus Hall as it is now.
Yeah.
It's a big facility. It's got a nice stage on it. So, I mean, you got room to fit a whole bunch of people in there.
We plan to fill it with 500 people. That's why we need to get these tickets sold by Friday, because there's a limited amount. We can only fit 500, right, Richard?
Only fit 500 in there. And plus, we have to make sure that we give Jason enough time to have enough food to feed 500 hungry people. The one thing that we didn't mention, what do they get to do after they hear 2 hours of Vito and his comedy?
We get to dance. And you know what? I think Tobin's going to be our featured dancer.
Oh, no. I've retired
Dancing
from
with
dancing.
The Stars? Or,
Dancing with the Stars.
Are we having our own version of Dancing
Celebrity
with the Stars?
Celebrity Tobin. Oh. There's also a silent auction, too, Richard. Remember that?
Right. Every time I interview you, you make me turn red every once in a while.
You know, if the crowd wants that, if you guys really want that, let's call in and have a Dancing with the Stars with Tobin Ott.
There we go.
It wouldn't last long because I'm not a good dancer. What do they call it? Two left feet syndrome? That's me.
I guess
me.
That's it. That might be it.
Well, whatever it is, it is, it is. But we are really looking forward to having this. You know, this is our seventh year as an independent organization, Montgomery County Cancer. And we're just so grateful to the people of Montgomery County for supporting us. We have excellent medical facilities here. Mm-hmm. My wife happens to be over at St. Francis right now with a procedure. And I've had some procedures there. Everything is right here. We don't have to go to Springfield or St. Louis until we get into the really deep stuff.
Now, tell me a little bit about how this all came about, because I know, Richard, you and I have talked long before about the Cancer Association, and it's kind of got its own thing going, and obviously St. Francis has got its own thing going. How did this marriage come about?
Well, it's kind of a marriage through a long engagement, I guess you might say, because MCCA, ever since we started, we have made a donation to St. Francis and Hillsborough Area Hospital, as well as the Pena Community Hospital, because these are the three hospitals that service the people in Montgomery County, and we annually make a contribution to them. And so we sat down at a luncheon with Dan Perryman, the CEO of St. Francis, and Paula Andrus, their fund-raising person, and they came up with the idea. It was Paula's idea to bring this together in an event. And what better group than Denise's group, the Auxiliary, which they are basically a fundraising group. So you got two fundraising entities coming together, and both of them trying to help people here in Montgomery County.
For those that don't know the feature entertainer, Vito Zatto, tell me a little bit about him.
Okay, Vito is a professional comedian out of Chicago. He primarily works the Chicago area, but because of Paula's involvement with him, when she brought him out to St. Bede Academy, which is just outside of La Salle, Peru, Illinois, and she's heard him several times. And she just called him and said, Vito, would you come downstate? Let people hear you downstate. So we're really looking forward to him. Now, he's, like I say, he's a different kind of comedian. He's not the stand-up, stand-in-front, or sit on a chair like Bill Cosby does. He works in the crowd. He will involve people, not to embarrass people, but to get people laughing.
I'm looking at the flyer here, Vegas-style singer and entertainer. To me, that sounds like a Danny Gans. I don't know if you're familiar with Danny Gans. He was a longtime Vegas, well, he just recently passed away, along those lines. But he's not like an impersonator, though.
No, that's not our understanding, that he is not an impersonator type, no.
And I've heard some people say, 2 hours, that's a long time to sit and watch a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that. You're going to be entertained the whole time. It'll go quickly. That's why we just decided to partner with MCCA. This is going to be a very big night, and it's...
And we hope this is the first of other events similar or repeat of this in another year or two, because just like the Auxiliary has been helping St. Francis and adding equipment and facilities and things, we in MCCA religiously follow our motto of Montgomery County citizens helping citizens of Montgomery County. We that's the reason we are an independent organization. When we were with that other large national organization, which will remain nameless, we didn't get to spend much money in Montgomery County, but we do now. And we're just happy to be able to partner with an organization like St. Francis Auxiliary, who has a very strong presence there with their gift shop. And they've done a lot of things, because I used to serve on the foundation board there. And I know the foundation board and the hospital board look very much to the generosity of the Auxiliary.
It's amazing. And I've been here for going on 6 years with the news department, the Cancer Association, how much it has grown over that time frame. It was just like a little idea, and just to see how it's grown with the, now you've taken over the Roubaix bike race, you've got this going on now. This is quite a feat. And let's talk about tickets here. How much are tickets for the evening?
Tickets before April 29th are $25 a single or $50 a couple. We do have tickets available at the door. They'll be $60 a couple and $30 a single, but space is limited. You know, we don't want to have to turn anybody away, so we really, really encourage you to get your tickets now. And we'll say again the locations we got in Litchfield, the St. Francis Hospital Gift Shop, Holiday Inn Express, City Hall, Hampton Inn. In Hillsborough, you've got the IGA, Sullivan Drug, Carlinville National Bank, First Community Bank, Journal News, Prairie Eye Center. You can buy them in Nokomis at Chuck's Barbershop, Carlinville at the Carlinville National Bank, Mount Olive at Sullivan Drug, Gillespie Sullivan Drug, and Staunton and at Sullivan Drug, First National Bank of Staunton, and also in Raymond at the First National Bank of Raymond. So I just want to make sure that everybody can get out and get them before they're gone.
And people might think that, okay, hey, spending $50 for dinner and accommodating, hey, you cannot go out to a first-class dinner anywhere and not spend $40 to $50 just for the dinner, and you don't get any entertainment. Plus, we still have to determine a portion of that $50 per couple will be tax-deductible. And my guess is now approximately $20-$25 of that, you will get a receipt from MCCA after January of 2012. We receipt anybody that donates $25 or more, and we'll try our best to make sure that we can.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially this day and age when you're looking for every deduction
everybody
possible.
Yeah, everybody is.
Another thing here that's going to be added with the event is a silent auction. Denise, tell me,
we've got some great gifts.
Tell me some gifts.
We have round trip air tickets from Southwest Airlines, which are really going to be good now, $800 value. All you need to do is buy a $10 raffle ticket for those, and you have a chance to go anywhere you want to on Southwest. We've also got, what else do we have, Richard?
Oh, I haven't seen the whole list, but there was some. We're going to have beautiful decorations with geraniums. We've got, I know what we got.
We have a Disney trip.
Disney World.
Oh?
Yes, Disney World.
My ears just perked up a little bit.
Yeah.
You kind of like Disney, don't you, Tom?
I've been known to go down there every year.
While Denise is looking for that list of that, let me point out that we can really give thanks to some of our premier sponsors, which would include Hillsborough Energy, Litchfield Family Practice, Vono Medical Supplies, Central Illinois Radiologist Associates, Emergency Consultants, and Associated Pathologists. That includes many of the doctors that work at St. Francis. Okay, you
and
got
she's
the
still
list there.
Okay, I found the list. I'm just going to give you a few highlights. There's all kind of places to eat.
Okay.
There are great Cardinal tickets.
That's always good.
That's a good thing. Got golf bags. You got lots and lots of gift certificate. Oh, Disney theme park, 4 one-day park hopper tickets.
And those aren't cheap.
Those are no.
No.
Not
no,
anymore.
They are not.
$65-$75 a piece.
It's closer to 80 now. 79, I think, to get you in one park down there.
Yeah.
There's a lot. This is just we haven't even gotten everything together yet. There's a lot of items to
be. And that's quite a feat. Congratulations on this. And I'm getting the vibe that this will be, if you can get a comedian as I hit the microphone, bad hand there. This will be an annual event. Two organizations.
If we fill the house, we'll certainly take a look at doing this annually, or at least biannually. I do another fundraiser in Hillsborough for Kiwanis, and we do that on a biannual basis, like you do here in Litchfield. It's a Kelly Miller Circus, which we both do. And
it takes a long time to put on a fundraiser.
We've got both groups. The auxiliary and their board, and Denise's good ladies on the board, and my board of people, we've kind of merged together. We're having a meeting today at noon. We've had 4 or 5 other meetings. We've involved people from both groups in getting the tickets out, in getting silent auction items, and everybody is doing their thing. So it's truly a joint effort.
You wanted to add something?
I did. I was looking at the list again. I found another one for you. Nelson's Catering is doing a backyard barbecue for $25. There. There's your graduation party present right there.
And I've got a big backyard. That could be one heck of a bash.
You got a kid graduating from high school. You don't want to have to bother with that. Come and bid on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be great. And also, a plug for Litchfield. We're giving away a gift certificate for one of the new cabins being built out the lake.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. And that is on here, too. So I'm going through the list. It's kind of bulky. So
there's some
there's something
for everyone there.
There is something for everyone. And as a plug for St. Francis, we're not just the pink ladies anymore. We're vibrant young women going out there. And, you know, we can volunteer at the St. Clair Food Pantry or work in the gift shop, blood drives. We also give scholarships to the young people also going into health-related fields. So.
And you couldn't ask for a better venue, the Crystal Ballroom. Nice size, plenty of space, plenty of parking, which is a plus.
True.
And it just sounds like everything is just coming together nicely.
Let me give you the timeline, Tobin. Okay. The doors will open at 5. We're planning dinner around 5:30, and Vito will be the comedian from 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. Dancing is from 9 to 11, and the silent auction is open the night.
Is Vito doing the music, or who's doing the music?
Vito is also doing the music also.
He has his own DJ that comes along with him, and knowing professional comedians, he may carry his comedy act into the dance routine a little bit. And you might even be able to get him to teach you a few steps, though. I mean,
steps or comedy steps?
Well,
might be the same.
might be one and the same. Would be if I was out on that dance floor.
Exactly. But I guess the number one question is, does Mother Nature have a ticket? Because she needs a laugh. If there's a person that needs a laugh and the chill, it's Mother Nature. Does she have a ticket?
Yeah.
We need to get her one, don't we?
We do.
We do need to get her one.
We're going to kidnap her and bring her inside and warm her up with some sunshine called laughter.
And you're right, though. This is with the time and with the weather and everything that's happened in the area.
You can't get a better bargain anywhere.
No.
I mean, I'm not putting anybody, any form of entertainment down, but look what it costs you to go to a Cardinal baseball game or any professional sport. And this is professional entertainment. You'll pay almost $25 if you take a family of four and you just buy them a hot dog and a soda at the ball game. You can probably spend more than $25.
Oh,
and
exactly.
He does make it interactive because he's talked to some people on the committee, and you know, it might be fun to get some people in the community up there, too.
And it seems like he was an easy guy to work with.
Very easy.
And,
very easy.
Yes.
I applaud you guys. This is a neat idea. So I can't remember something like this being presented in the area in a long time, or it's been a long time since something like this has been close by.
I've even invited the people that participated in the bicycle robey. You know, we have several people come out of St. Louis for that. Mm-hmm. And, hey, Staunton, the exit there where the Clistro Ballroom is kind of halfway, really, between St. Louis and Hillsboro where they come. So we may have some people coming up from St. Louis who've come up to Hillsboro for the bicycle robey.
And the location, it's right off the interstate exit.
Yes.
It's not that far.
Yes.
Off the interstate exit. If you miss it, there's a big problem because it's.
Well, I even had one of our primary sponsors say he's booking a group of rooms across the road at the Super 8 because there is an opportunity. If people so desire, there will be a cash bar, and he said he's just going to book rooms for his whole.
Well, plus, and there's a lot of road construction going around the area, and you know.
Yeah.
But this sounds like a tremendous event.
And it's for everyone, too. You know, there's no age limit. You can be 80 or 15 and still enjoy this. He is a clean comedy act. You don't need to get raunchy.
And sometimes that's hard to come by.
That's very hard to come by.
Yes.
It's very hard to come by.
If any people were at our birthday party for MCCA 2 years ago, we had a comedian for our fifth annual birthday party, which is the last Saturday in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, he was fantastic. He was from St. Louis, and he kept us in stitches for almost an hour. Just stand-up comedy.
How many tickets have been sold already? Do we have a track
on
that?
We'll find out this afternoon.
Yeah.
We'll find out this afternoon.
We have a meeting this afternoon.
Okay.
We have the six primary sponsors, which I named. We also have six secondary level sponsors. Those each will be seated at tables of eight. So we have 96 people in the sponsor category. And then we've each been selling tickets. We're at noon when we have the meeting, like Denise said,
right.
We're going to get a count as where we are. But maximum seating in the place is 500, and we hope to sell out. We'd like to say, if you haven't got your ticket by this Saturday, you may not get in, which that may or may not be true. We really would not like to be selling tickets at the door.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got just a couple minutes left. First off, thank you both for coming in. This is a tremendous event. One last time, give us ticket prices and where tickets can be picked up at.
Ticket prices are $25 each or $50 a couple, portion of which will be tax deductible. Tickets can be located, picked up in Litchfield at St. Francis Hospital Gift Shop, Holiday Inn Express, Litchfield City Hall, Hampton Inn, Hillsborough, Capri IGA, Sullivan's Drugs, Carlinville National Bank, First Community Bank, National Bank, Journal News, Prairie Eye Center, Nokomis, Chuck's Barbershop, Carlinville, Carlinville National Bank, Mount Olive, Sullivan's Drugs, Gillespie, Sullivan's Drugs, Staunton, Sullivan's Drugs, First National Bank of Staunton, and Raymond, First National Bank of Raymond.
So. And for $25 in advance or $30 at the door, for 5 hours, 6 hours of entertainment, you can't beat it.
Can't beat it. Plus food.
Excellent food.
Saturday, May 7th.
And you know, I'll bring this up as we come. Staunton's notorious for having FEMAs over there. It's going to be nice to see their reaction when the Milanus takes over Staunton a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
gonna
good food.
I can tell you the menu's going to be. It's going to be fried chicken, roast beef, the tortellinis, twice-baked potatoes, I believe. I think it's Greek green beans, salad, and probably his Texas sheet cake, which everybody loves.
That sheet cake is, I got to watch how I say that, but that is very good.
Yeah.
That is very good, and you can't beat that tortellini.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That was my last meal. I'd die a happy man.
His roast beef and fried chicken is pretty fantastic, too.
Denise,
you'll enjoy, Jason.
Richard, it's a pleasure. Best of luck on the comedy night. I will see if I can get a ticket to attend on the 7th. Got to check the schedule. And hopefully I will see you there, though. And best of luck. And I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Tobe.